Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 128, where we discuss an article from Andrew Carton titled, "I'm Not Mopping the Floors, I'm Putting a Man on the Moon: How NASA Leaders Enhanced the Meaningfulness of Work by Changing the Meaning of Work," published in Administrative Science Quarterly in 2017. Given algorithmic management and concerns over the degradation and de-skilling of work, we felt it was worthwhile to look at a case study where the meaningfulness of work was enhanced through leaders' actions. A frequently referred case was the solidarity felt among members of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, in the decade-long run-up to the successful Apollo 11 mission to the moon. This is exemplified by the apocryphal story of a NASA janitor approached by then-President John F. Kennedy, who asked what he was doing. The janitor supposedly responded with, "I'm not mopping the floors, I'm putting a man on the moon." A simple internet search will produce numerous memes capitalizing on this sentiment that the words and actions of leaders can magically inspire employees to connect their work with the organization's highest purposes. As today's article and its author, our very special guest, Drew Carton, show, while the story of the janitor may or may not be true, it represents a time and place where everyone in the organization indeed felt something special about their work. Through an extensive review of thousands of archival documents, Carton was not only able to supply ample evidence of such unity of purpose and effort, he successfully laid out a framework that explains how the actions of President Kennedy and NASA's leaders accomplished this. The award-winning article showed not only how difficult this was in practice, but it also raises questions about how challenging it may be to replicate this success, contrary to the promises made in some popular business literature. Carton's framework is built on four sense-giving actions by President Kennedy that served as a blueprint for outlining the relationships between NASA's goals and the daily work performed by individuals. This was followed by a series of five stages of the workers connecting their work to NASA's ultimate purpose. Of note is that at times, the stages produced disconnection from NASA's purpose that subsequent stages had to reverse. The paper provides detailed accounts of each sense-giving action, an act of connection building with dozens of examples drawn directly from primary sources. The implications are significant. It was not nearly so simple as the leader putting forth a vision that inspired everyone. For example, President Kennedy had to simplify that vision around the single ultimate aspiration, which was of advancing science, then develop a concrete objective, which was landing on the moon, then communicate a limited but logical set of milestones expressed through the sequential Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo programs, and finally construct the linkages between the milestones and everyone's individual work. But the concreteness of the objective was easily understood because, as many within NASA would say, one could merely step outside the building at night and see the moon in the sky, beckoning them. To what extent contemporary leaders can leverage such inviting concrete symbols to their attempts at transforming their organizations remains an open question. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.